Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, a brand new Masechta, Maseches Menachos. So we're on Daf Beis at the Mishnah, Kol HaMenachos. Now, unlike Maseches Zvachim, which discusses primarily animal or bird karbonis, our Masechta will discuss Menachos. A mincha is comprised of flour, most times mixed with oil, and it undergoes a process which parallels the avoidos of a carbon, of an animal carbon. So just like over there we have the shechita, followed by the kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, then walking it to the mizbeach, the halacha, and then applying it on the mizbeach by a mincha. We have four steps, four phases of the hakrava, of the offering, which correspond to those aforementioned steps, but a little different, of course. So we begin with a kmitza, so the kohen scoops a scoop of that dough out, and that's like the shechita. He separates, just like by the shechita, you separate the blood for the mizbeach, you separate this scoop of material, which is intended for the mizbeach, followed by placing it into a kli, that's like the kabbalah, receiving it in a kli shareis, a holy vessel, then you walk it to the mizbeach, that's halach, and then you burn it on the mizbeach, that's the aktara. So the four phases, the four steps of the akrava of a mincha, parallel the four steps of akrava by a carbon. And the halachos are very similar. Just like by a animal carbon, we need lishma, the kohen has to be focused, having in mind the right mincha, the right owner, same by a mincha. Says the Mishnah, what if he has something else in mind? He's doing, you know, one type of mincha. There are different types, right? You have a mincha with oil, without oil. That's a mincha's chayte, a sinner's mincha, comes without oil, which he brings to atone for a sin, just like a person would bring a chatas, an animal chatas for a kapara. If you can't afford an animal, you bring a mincha. So he's doing one type of mincha, scooping, and he's claiming, well, he's verbalizing it, of course, he's claiming that this is a different mincha, different type, or a different owner owns it. That's called Shalei Lishma, the wrong intention. What happens then? Well, it's very similar to what happens to the animal karbanis in Maseches Zvachim. Kol HaMenachos Shenikm Tzu Shalei Lishma, a mincha that was nikmat, that was scooped, the wrong thing in mind. Rashi says, for instance, there's a Menachas Marcheshes here, a deep-fried mincha. The Kohen is engaging in the Kmitza. As he's doing, he's saying, well, I'm doing it L'Shem Machvas, as though it's a Machvas. It's a mincha that was shallow fried. Kol HaMenachos Shenikm Tzu Shalei Lishma. What happened? Ksheira, the mincha ultimately is kosher. Which means to say you continue the process and the leftovers are given to the kohanim for consumption. So, for all practical purposes, the mincha itself is okay, but the owner loses it. The owner has not fulfilled his obligation. He must bring another one instead. Ela shalei odo labalom l'shem chayva. So that's in general. The mincha is okay, but the owner has to redo it. We have two exceptions to the rule. We're over there, the mincha itself is a failed mincha, chutz minchas choyte, except by a mincha of a sinner, or uminchas knois, the mincha that a soita would bring, an errant woman. In those two cases, even a slight deviation, like having the wrong intention, invalidates the mincha. And the Mishnah continues and explains, minchas choyte, minchas knois, shakam tzim shalei lishman. So either the kmitza was done shalei lishman, he's doing it on a choyte, and he's saying, well, this is a regular mincha, or the same regarding the other steps of the avodah, nasan b'kli, or when he places the kmitza in the kli, he had the wrong intention. V'halach, when he walked to the mizbeach, he had the wrong intention. V'hikter, or when he burnt it, it was shlei lishman, or a mix of both. During the kmitza, he shifted from proper thoughts to improper thoughts. Oy lishman, properly, and then he shifted v'shlei lishman, or the other way. Oy shlei lishman, he started with incorrect thoughts. V'lishman, he shifted to the proper intention. In all these cases, the mincha, it's psulais. What's an example of shifting? Ketzad l'shman v'shle l'shman. How do you go from good to bad? L'shem minchas choyte. So he's doing the kmitza on the minchas choyte with the proper intention. But then he shifted. He got distracted. L'shem minchas choyte. And he's thinking, okay, this is a minchas nedava. L'shem minchas nedava. It's a donated mincha, regular mincha with oil. And the same in the reverse. Shloi l'shman v'lishman can mean l'shem minchas nedava. When he did the kmitza, he's thinking, he's saying, this is a minchas nedava, regular mincha. And then he catches himself, l'shem minchas choyte, and it goes back to the correct thought of Minchas Chaytei. In all these cases, since there's an element of Shleil Lishma, by the Minchas Chaytei, Minchas Knois is totally possible. But in a regular case, ordinarily, the Mincha is okay. However, the Yon has to redo it. Now, why does the Mishnah have to say the word Ella in the first line, the opening statement? All Manachis, Shleil Lishma Aksheres. It could have simply said, they're kasha, but the Yon has to redo it. Why the word Ella? Ella sounds like, this is the only thing wrong with it. They have to redo it. But it in itself is okay. Why? What are we trying to stress here? What are we highlighting here? Lomali lemisna ella. Listen, he could have simply said, a mincha, shlo lishma is kasher, v'loy olu lebalim shem chaya, and the owner has to redo it. Why the word ella? Hakamashma, the Mishnah is stressing to us that other than this point that has to be redone, other than the owner not getting credit for it, the mincha itself per se is 100% okay. Which means to say, you have to refocus and have correct thoughts going forward. You can't say, well, once I'm off, I'm off. Lebalim huda le'olul shum chayva. The owner has not fulfilled his obligation, has to redo it. But the mincha gufa, the actual mincha itself, share is 100% okay. Regarding what? Pertaining to what? Ba'asol l'shnuyei. You can't continue deviating. Just because you deviated at the first point, you have to get back on track and think the right thoughts and focus on what you're doing. Could the rabbi, as rabbi explains to us, I'm a rabbi. He's talking about an animal carving, oila, sheshachta shlo lishma, but the shchita was shlo lishma. Don't think, okay, once I'm off track, it's gone. Pafalim. No, asur lizroik dama shlo lishma. When you get to the next point of zrika, you have to do it correctly. Why? Iba yisei masvara, it could be simple logic. Iba yisei makro, based on a pasuk. Iba yisei masvara, it could be simple logic. Just because you deviated once, that doesn't justify it. It's not a license to continue doing so. Mishum de Mishani ba. Just because he was Mishani, deviated once in the Shechita, Kol Hani, Lashanam of Nezel, should continue doing so throughout the rest of the process? Of course not. You buy same a crow. It could be based on a Pasuk. It doesn't allow it. Pasuk says like this. Moitzos vasecha tishmo vasiso. Fulfill the your verbal commitments, bring your karbonis as you promised, Kashan Radat, as you personally promised, Lashem Elkecha. Now we know that another means a personal promise. It's a vow. I will bring an oil, and he has to see it through to the end. If something goes wrong, he has to redo it. But then the pasuk switches to a different label, nedava. Nedava is a different type of commitment. It's more of a donation, an itemized donation. This thing is a nedava. If something goes wrong, I'm not responsible. Nedava? Why are we calling it nedava? Nederu. You just told me a minute ago it's a neder. Kashan nedarta Hashem lekecha. Why are you switching to nedava? Currently neder, currently nedava. Nedava, how can you call the same thing both? Ella. The pasuk teaching goes as follows. If you have actually carried through what you had promised, meaning you processed the carbon properly, lishma, great, yehi neder. It counts for his sake, it gets credited for it, he has fulfilled his obligation, he goes home. Vimla, but otherwise, if he deviated, the carbon is still okay, yehi neder, but it's considered like a donation. But you have to redo your obligation and rebring a carbon. But after all, the Torah still calls it an Adava. Adava means it has value. It's a valid carbon on account of the carbon per se. Just because it's an Adava, does that allow you to deviate? Of course not. And that's what the Mishnah is highlighting. Just because the first act was done incorrectly doesn't give him a green light to continue doing so. Get back on track. Okay, now the Mishnah speaks about a mincha that was done shalei lishma. That runs him into problems. The mincha is kasha, but he has to redo it. In some cases, like a mincha's chayte, it's completely possible. Lema, perhaps we can say masnis in our Mishnah, the loik Rav Shim, is not consistent with Rav Shimon's shita, who says there's no issue about having incorrect intentions by a mincha, because everybody sees it's plainly evident. Look, he's processing a minchas marcheshes, an oily, deep-fried mincha, and he's claiming it's a dry mincha, it's a machmas. He's processing a minchas chote that's without oil, and he's announcing, proclaiming it to be a regular mincha with oil. It's nonsense. His actions override his intentions. His actions speak louder, and therefore he could just ignore it, and it will not affect the mincha whatsoever. Our Mishnah disagrees, apparently. Our Mishnah knows that Shleil Lishma can apply even to a mincha. is okay, perfectly fine. The owner gets credited for it. You know why? It's different than animals. Who can tell the difference between an oila and a shlamim and a chat? It's very hard to tell them apart, if at all. So in that case, deviation has to be reckoned with. He's doing an oila and he's claiming it's a chatas. It takes effect. But here it's different. Sheina menachah is doimus lezvachim. Menachah is very different than zvachim. Shakayim it's machvas. He's doing kmitz on a machvas type of mincha, which is plainly clear. And he's claiming l'shul marcheshes, I'm doing a marcheshes. What are you talking about? Ma'aseh mechichan alea l'shul machvas. Everybody sees the actions that are being done. Are the clearest indication that it's a machvas. Another example would be charev l'shul blula. He takes a dry mincha, mincha's chayte without oil, and he's claiming it's a blula, it's mixed with oil. It's plain as day. Ma'aseh mechichan alea, the activity is done with this mincha. His own actions contradict his intention. Lusham chareva, it's clear that it's a chareva. Hence, it could be ignored and it does not affect the mincha. As opposed to animal karbonis, where his deviation isn't so blatant. Avo bezvachim einakein, because the shchita is all the same, whether it's an oil or it's a chata, who's going to know? Shchita achas lekulan, uzrik achas lekulan, v'kabal achas lekulan, right? So that's all, that our Mishnah that reckons with shleil lishma by a mincha is different than Rav Shimon? Is this agreeing with Rav Shimon? Perhaps. However, soon coming up in the Gemara, we're going to have a contradiction in Rav Shimon, and we're going to have three ways to explain Rav Shimon. So let's go through them sort of briefly and see perhaps if they can provide a solution. Because they're going to sort of frame Rav Shimon's opinion. Hanichel Rav Ashi. So according to Rav Ashi, it might work. The Omar who says, Kan bekoimetz machvas l'shom machvas marcheshes, Kan bekoimetz minchas machvas l'shom minchas marcheshes. So Hanichel Rav Ashi, according to Rav Ashi, certainly it's going to work out. Because he says, when does Rav Shimon say that we ignore his deviation? That's when he's doing machmas l'shom marcheshes. He's saying, look, this is a machmas. No, I'm doing marcheshes. Clearly incorrect, so we just ignore it. But if he spells out the word mincha, he says, I'm doing a minchas marcheshes. That's very different. And that would adversely affect the mincha, even according to Rav Shimon, as we're going to see later. Okay, that's the fact. So according to this opinion, according to this perspective, we can easily answer our question. We can reconcile our Mishnah with Rav Shimon as well, because even he would agree. Masnis, now Mishnah could be speaking mincha l'shem mincha. Right? The Mishnah clearly says that he was thinking this mincha versus that mincha. So once he referenced the idea of mincha, shleil lishma would be effective even according to Rav Shimon. Okay, so that would answer our question. Okay, so according to Rav Ashi, we have a solution. All that Rav Shimon says, deviation by mincha is to be ignored, but not when he spells out the word mincha, which is the case of our Mishnah. Ella, however, according to the other ways to understand Rav Shimon, l'rabba, v'rava, according to their perspective in Rav Shimon, this solution would not work. Michael Lemaymar, now we're stuck again. Why? Perhaps you can still insist and say, well, because Kamashani Rabba. Rabba, likewise, gives context to Rav Shimon, and he says like this, Kan b'shinei kodesh. It depends what he deviated. If he switched the type of mincha, we ignore that, because he's clearly, faking. Kan b'shinei bayim. Well, if he switched owners, he was working on Reuven's mincha and he's claiming that it's Shimon's, that would affect the mincha, because that's not plainly, evident, right? So according to this, can we reconcile our Mishnah with Rav Shimon? No, because our Mishnah is speaking about switching the type of mincha. Our Mishnah doesn't relate to owners. And again, if we're speaking about type of mincha, that's plainly evident. That wouldn't be reckoned with. But our Mishnah, the case of our Mishnah is Shinei Kodesh, we're switching the type of mincha. Diktani, look at the Mishnah. Look at the example of the Mishnah. Keitzad lishmon shlo lishmon. What's considered lishmon shlo lishmon? Lishem minchas choyte, lishem minchas nedava, right? So if he's referencing the type of mincha, according to Rav Shimon, that's to be ignored. So our Mishnah, which reckons with it, is not going like Rav Shimon, v'inami. Furthermore, let's go with Rabba's approach, which is the third approach in Rav Shimon. He says, look, Khan, when does Rav Shimon say that we ignore, become its mincha l'shem mincha? When he's doing one mincha for the sake of the other mincha, we ignore it. Khan, but when does even Rav Shimon reckon with Heshalei l'shem abayim mincha, become its mincha l'shem zebach? When he's doing the kmitza on a mincha and he says, I'm having an oila in mind. Now that would be considered a problem even according to Rav Shimon. Can that work without Mishnah? No, because our Mishnah is speaking about switching minchas. Hamas nisim mincha l'shem mincha. Our Mishnah is speaking about relabeling minchas. Having one mincha, doing one mincha and having the other mincha in mind, which again, according to Rav Shimon, we ignore. The Ketanah Mishnah's case is as follows. Shloi l'shem l'shman, what's that example? L'shem minchas nedava, l'shem minchas chayte. So this wouldn't work according to Rav Shimon. According to him, we ignore this type of deviation, which is plainly false. Elo, you're right, l'rabba, according to Rabba and Rabba, which is the most recent explanations of Rav Shimon, machvarta, it's clear that masnis na'al mishnah, which reckons with a switch in a minchad like Rav Shimon, is not like Rav Shimon. According to him, we just ignore it. Okay, now here comes the contradiction that we were talking about, on which we have Rav Ashi and Rabba and Rabba who come to explain. V'rami, we have an apparent stira, contradiction, the Rav Shimon, and the Rav Shimon, between two Rav Shimons. Because our earlier reference in Rav Shimon said that unlike animal karbonites where we can't tell them apart and we have to reckon with his deviations and thoughts, by mincha it's plainly evident, we just ignore it. Here comes a brisa where it seems that Rav Shimon does take into account his intentions, even by a mincha, the sanya. Rav Shimon Aymer, Kodesh Kedoshim, this is a pasuk which describes a mincha and calls it Kodesh Kedoshim Hi. Kachatas v'ka'asham compares it to chatas v'asham. What's the point of comparing a mincha to chatas v'asham? To tell us, every mincha, some minchas, right? In the mincha family, let's put it that way, in the mincha family, we have some that are comparable to a chatas, a sinner's minchas, like a chatas, in which case, if it's shleil l'shma, it's completely pasul like a chatas, someone like an asham, like a regular carbon, in which case, even shleil l'shma would still pass. Yesh mem kechatos, yesh mem kechat, yesh mem kosh. Meaning, mincha schoite, a mincha of a sinner is comparable to a chatos, harei kechatos, and therefore, just like by a chatos, when it was processed, shleil l'shma is completely invalid, l'fichach kamta, shleil l'shma psul. Likewise, the kmitza of this mincha shleil l'shma is possible, kechatos. Whereas a mincha sandav, a donated mincha, harei kosham, has a status like an osham. And therefore, lefichach comes to shleil l'shma is k'shera. Kmitza shleil l'shma is k'asham. And furthermore, k'asham, we compare it to asham all the way. Ma'asham k'asham ein meratzah. Just like the asham shleil l'shma, although the animal itself, the carbon is technically k'asham, but it doesn't count. For the sake of its owner, he has to bring another one, af minchas nedava. Likewise, a regular mincha, donated mincha, shleil l'shma is k'shera ein meratzah. It doesn't count, he has to redo it. So clearly, Rav Shimon is reckoning with deviant thoughts by a mincha as well. In contrast to the earlier Rav Shimon, who says, no, just ignore what he's thinking, ignore what he's saying. By the way, Rashi points out that when we speak about machshava and karbonis and menachis, shleil l'shma, etc., they all have to be verbalized, announced. Okay? So what do we do with this apparent contradiction? Here come the three answers that we briefly mentioned before. We have Rabba, right? Well, let's see. Amar Rabba Lekasha. Here's an answer. Depends. What is deviation refer to? Kam b'shinu kodesh. If it pertains to the type of mincha, it's nonsense, because it's plainly evident that he's falsifying. Kam b'shinu bailam. But if he's falsifying the owner, that's not plainly evident that you have to reckon with. Amali Abai. Abai responds like this. He says, how can you differentiate between shinu kodesh and shinu bailam? After all, how do we know that there's even a problem with shleil l'shma by a mincha? We just quoted the pasuk. We compare it to the animal karbanis. Well, if you can compare it, you have to compare it all the way. And just like shini bailam adversely affected, same thing with shini kodesh. You can't differentiate. I'm going to buy michti. Let's take an analysis. Let's see what's going on. Machshava de pasuk rachmana hakeshi. How do we know that machshava incorrect thoughts by a mincha are problematic. Hekeshi, it's by way of comparing it to animal karbanis, as we just learned. You can't differentiate. It's one package. Once you're importing, you have to import the entire package. Mali shini kodesh, mali shini bayla. What difference if it's shini kodesh or shini bayla? Amar leser rabbi says, hold it. Big difference. Maaseh moichich. Dukam Rav Shimon. Remember Rav Shimon said that we don't reckon with incorrect thoughts by mincha because maaseh moichich. Its activities are indicative, which means to say the actions speak greater than words. He's blatantly falsifying. We see what's going on. So that reference, that phrase, the Kamar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, Sforahi. It's a Sforah, it's logic. The Rav Shimon Darash Tamid Dekrov, because generally we find that Rav Shimon taps into logic when it comes to explaining psukim and mitzvahs. So therefore he discounts this type of deviation. We don't reckon with it, because it's clearly, right, a non-starter. Machshava de loy minkura pasla rachmona. Machshava de minkura loy pasla rachmona. So that explains the difference between this type of deviation and that type. A machshava de loy minkura, an erroneous, incorrect thought, which is not plainly evident, like regarding ownership, nobody knows who. You have to reckon with it. It invalidates the mincha. Machshava de minkura, but something which is plainly evident, like falsifying the type of mincha, it's a non-starter. Like Pesach Lachon, Torah doesn't reckon with that. That explains Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara. Okay, so are you telling me that when a Shaloi Lishma is contradicted by the facts on the ground, we don't have to take it into account? And that explains Rav Shimon's ignoring the Shaloi Lishma by the mincha? So likewise, if you can come up with similar scenarios by bird karbanis or animal karbanis, where the Shaloi Lishma is contradicted by the facts on the ground, perhaps you can ignore it as well, don't reckon with the Shaloi Lishma, the animal is perfectly kosher, really? Let's go through various cases. Olam Yatav, that's the case. Oila Soif. A bird oila. Shemolka lamalu. Shemchata Soif. He did the malika, which means removal of the head of the animal from the back. He did it on the upper part of the Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach, which is not really where you do a chatas. That's where you do the oila. Mishum chata soif, and he's claiming it's a chata soif. Tirotza. Tirotza. The animal should be perfectly fine. The bird should be perfectly acceptable, perfectly valid, perfectly kosher. Ignore his deviant thoughts. Why? Because his actions are indicative of an oila. Maaseh moichichan ala oila soifi. Everybody sees it's an oila. Why? The oila soifi. Di chata soif. Because if it were to be a chata soif, as he's claiming, you would do it downstairs. So why do we reckon with the Shaloi Lishma in that case? Answers the Gemara, you know, you're right to a certain extent. Ideally, right? Primarily, this is an oif location, but you could do a chatas up here as well, so you'll never know. Maybe it really is a chatas oif. So again, it's not contradicted by the facts on the ground. Chatu, do you mean to say chatas oif lamalami lesser? You can't do a chatas oif upstairs? Hamamai, we learned back in Zvacha Malika B'chal Makim, B'mizbeach Kshir, technically you could do Malika even on chatas oif, anywhere on the Mizbeach. So since it's not clear, you have to take into account, is this L'Lishma? Next question. What about an oil soif? Shemitza damalamal. Now in contrast to the chatas, whose blood goes through two processes, two stages. First you do the hazar, you grab the bird and you swing it to the mizbeach and you spray, and then you squeeze near the mizbeach. That's hazar and mitzvah. By the oil, you only do mitzvah, only squeeze it. So let's picture it. He took an oil soif. Shemitza damalamal. He did mitzvah on the blood of the oil upstairs, which is the correct location for the mitzvah of the oil soif, and he's claiming that it's a chatas, the shem chatas soif. Tiratza, it should work. Why? Let's ignore what he's saying. Maaseh mechichan olea. It's clearly an oila. His actions are proclaiming that it's an oila. The oila soifi. Why? The chata soifi. Because if it were to be a chatas, first of all, lamata vavet, he would do it downstairs, location of the chatas, and also hazah, you do hazah, not mitzvah. Once again, says the Gemara, not so sure. Amri, the answer was given like this. Dilma, mitzvah de basar azo. Maybe it's really a chatas, as he's claiming. And the reason why he's doing mitzvah is because he already did the azo. And the mitzvah, which is phase two of the chatas, can be done anywhere. The basar azo, the Amar, as we learned, mitzvah dama, b'chol makom mizbeach kasher. The mitzvah of a chatas oif can be done anywhere in the mizbeach, so you'll never know if it's really a chatas or an oila. So his shloi lishma has to be taken into account. Next case, chatas oif. She's a damalamata, l'shem oila soif. He took a chatas bird and did the hazah, which is unique, exclusive to a chatas, on the bottom part of the mizbeach, claiming that it's an Oyla Soif. I'm doing this for the sake of Oyla Soif. Tiratza, let it work. Let us ignore what he's saying. Let the Chatas be perfectly fine. Once again, his actions are screaming at us that there are Chatas. The Maaseh, Mechichan Allah, the Chatas Oifi. Because otherwise he wouldn't be doing it here, and he would not be doing Hazah. Because it was really an Oyla Soif. First of all, Amala, however, they would do it on the upper part of the Mizbeach, and secondly, he would not be doing Hazah. He would be doing Mitzah. Says the Gemara, you're right. You're right on this one, Achinami. In this case, you're right. Because his deviant thought are plainly contradicted by the facts. So it's one exception, together with all the Menachis, which are always contradicted by the facts on the ground. So when Rav Shimon said that a Shelo Lishma by Mincha is just discounted, because Menachis are different than Zvachim, he meant different than animal karbonis. Because by animals, you can't really tell them apart. They're processes aren't so distinct, and you can't. But by birds, you've come up with a case. You're right. In this case, it would follow the same track as Menachis, and you could just ignore his incorrect intentions. Ella rather lefisha ina Menachis demis lezvachim kamar. In fact, Reb Shimon contrasted Menachis, where we ignore the shloishma because it says it's different than animal karbanis, where it's all one family kamar. That's how he said it. Lezvachim bleloivas, but he specifically referred to animal karbanis, where it's hard to tell them apart. But he didn't compare it to, contrast it to birds, because by birds, you're right. You could find a case where we could just discount the Shlei Lishma due to the fact that it's contradicted by the facts on the ground. Okay, let's do a quick chazar of today's daf. Just like by Zvachim, there are three phases to the Avodah. Likewise, by Mincha, we have Kmitza, Nesina Bakli, Halacha, and Aktora. Just like by the Zvachim, ideally, you meant to do it lishma, having the right carbon in mind, the right owner in mind. Same with menachis. But if not, if there was shalei lishma here, what happens? By the minchas chayte, minchas knois, a totally puzzle. Otherwise, the minchas kasher, the owner, but the owner has to redo it. And furthermore, we learned that the carbon is kasher to the point that you must conclude the process properly. There's no license for continued deviation. And what about Rav Shimon's shita? Rav Shimon says that by a mincha we ignore the shleil lishma because maaseh mechichen, right? The actions, the actual process contradicts it. So you can just ignore what he's saying. How does that work with our Mishnah? So we did have one way to reconcile our Mishnah with Rav Shimon, because even Rav Shimon would agree when he verbalizes the word mincha that it's different, and our Mishnah is speaking about such a case. But otherwise, according to the other ways of understanding Rav Shimon, it would not work with the Mishnah, which reckons with Shlei Lishma by a Mincha, versus Rav Shimon, who says, look, if it's clearly otherwise, you could just ignore what he's doing and what he's saying. That applies to Menachis, and at least in one case, to birds as well. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rav.